Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Today we awake with gladness. As we come to the Lord's house early in the morning, what was once the gloom of Good Friday has now broken with the declaration that Jesus is living once again. The grave, it couldn't hold him. It tried. It desperately tried to hold on to Jesus, but it lost. Because as hard as death might try, it has absolutely zero, none, no power over Jesus whatsoever. And that means that it has no power over you. Death has lost its grip on you too. For Jesus died and rose for you. He did it all for you, for your salvation. His victory is your victory. And so in Jesus, this Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world was sacrificed on the cross. By all measure, it seemed as if Satan had won. It finally seemed that Satan had triumphed and had actually conquered over God, but not so. Satan's seeming victory was short-lived. It was false the whole time. Satan had a rude awakening on that very first Easter because Jesus is alive. Jesus' resurrection is the loud proclamation that he wins victory over sin, over death, and yes, over Satan himself. Salvation for you has been achieved. The power of death has been broken. And because of that, we say, Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We sing the first two stanzas of hymn 192. Yes, our first and last enemy of humanity has been defeated. Death has been put away. The devil has been conquered. None of them have any power over Jesus or over you. And what does Jesus do after this? But then he connects you so to himself that you too are aware of your victory over death and that your resurrection is a certainty. The truth is that we have absolutely nothing to fear in this life because nothing can strip us of the joy that we rest in. Nothing can strip us of the promises that Jesus has delivered to us. No matter what happens, Jesus' resurrection victory wins you a promise and a certainty that his blessing is not only for a moment, not only for a lifetime, but it is forever. Your forgiveness, life, and salvation will never pass away, because Jesus has shown you his great love, not only in death, but in resurrection. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Stanzas 3 and 4. Resurrected Lamb of God, you have every blessing. And that means even in the midst of your suffering, even when the world comes and tries to destroy the church, even when the world tries to destroy our faith, even when things that are happening that are out of our control, the world can rage. The world can do whatever the world wants to do. It can fight, it can strive against the truth of this Jesus. It can fight against his death and trying to take it out of the church. It can fight against his resurrection and say that it didn't happen, but none of that matters. As hard as the world can try to lead us to despair, all efforts of the world are absolutely 100% useless. Because Jesus still stands resurrected as a beacon of light to brighten even the darkest times in our life. He can overcome any hardship you might experience. He can because he already has. He suffered on the cross, and where did it lead him? Resurrection glory. He has overcome all of the emotional pain of being abandoned by his friends, of being mocked and ridiculed on the cross. And where does it lead him? But to resurrection glory. He's entered into death. And where does it lead him? Resurrection glory. Glory sprouts from the tree of persecution and suffering. From the tree of the cross, we get Jesus. Living again. And so in faith, what do? You and I, we cling to this dear Jesus who has promised to save us from every trouble that comes our way, because he will never leave you. Whether it's emotional turmoil, whether it's physical pain and hardship, whether it's even your death, Jesus will always be with you, because that is what he's promised. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Stanzas 5 and 6. Thank you. Jesus has conquered death and hell, and he has opened to you the door of heaven. As the Lamb of God who died for the sins of the world and rose again, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. And now you have life in his name. The grave could not hold Jesus, nor will it hold you. Jesus is the first fruits. Your bodies will be raised on the last day, if Jesus doesn't come before that. You will be raised a spiritual body, a Holy Spirit-filled body that is raised to perfection without sin, the way that God created in the beginning. My friends, Jesus is risen. He is the resurrection. He is the resurrection and the life. All your sin is forgiven. All of your hardship is overcome. Everything has changed on that first Easter morning. Because anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. And to you, paradise has been opened, both now and forever. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We sing. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.